Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. It is the interview segment and of our spiritual breakfast. Alhamdulillah, today we have a special guest who is on a special journey at the moment, and that is Mulana Musa Akudi Damat Barakatuh. Remember, the date is the 20th of Dhul Qadah, 1445 in South Africa. For Mullah Hazrat Mulana Musa Akudi, it is the 21st of Dhul Qadah. Dhul Qadah, that is because of Saudi Arabia, they're one day ahead of us. Hazrat Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Hazrat Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. It's good to hear Mulana's voice. We were just a bit nervous. Is the voice going to come or not from? Because we are looking forward, anticipating it. Mulana Sahab, how's everything on your side? That's the big question.
Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. You know what? The vibrant ibadat of Hajj is on our doorstep. And most of us go to Medina Munawwara first. And, you know, initially in the 6 weeks, 5 weeks, 4 weeks packages, a lot of people spend, you know, their time in Medina Munawwara to read at least 40 salats, you know. See. To get the virtue of being saved from, you know, hypocrisy, from the fire of hell, from punishment, etc. So, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We also just returned. We've come to Makkah to Mukarrama from Medina Munawwara. But Medina Munawwara was very, very nice, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. When did Mulana Sahib leave on this beautiful journey of Hajj?
I can't hear you so clearly. I hope you can hear me. Alhamdulillah, in Medina Munawwara, you know, it was a seat of Islam. And our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came in an era when mankind, you know, were at their worst. You know, they buried their daughters alive. So you can imagine what the entire mahol and the environment of the Arabian Peninsula was like. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rahmatul lil alameen to rescue humanity, you know, from the petty desires and to deliver them from the tyranny, you know, of false religions, where they worship idols, you know, and he came and gave them the message of Inna Dina Inda Allah Islam. Verily, Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, you know, the Deen that Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala wants and that Allah has favored is a Deen of Al Islam. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala used our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he guided the people out of error. And he showed them the way from darkness, you know, towards nur and light, from blindness, and took them away from temptation. You know, the people whose hearts were crusted over with evil, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised them, you know, from the depths of misery and darkness to a lofty pedestal of iman and faith. So alhamdulillah, you know, Medina Munawwara was also so wonderful, the city of the hijrah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So, ji, Mulana.
Sorry, Mulana. No problem. Mulana can continue. But we just have this question. Currently, because I know we started a bit late, we're trying to get hold of Mulana Sahib, but on our side, there probably were certain connection problems. For the Hujjaj that are coming now, what does Mulana suggest? Where is it that, you know, those grey areas which we need to focus on, or that Mulana has noticed, either spiritually or either in terms of any shortcuts which we can hit towards getting closer, or, you know, passing airports, any of this where Mulana Sahib can alert us of, inshallah.
The entire structure of Hajj is very, very well organized, you know. So our South African Hajjis, you know, they prepare themselves physically to a great extent, and you know, make dua that all of them, and we ourselves also, you know, prepare ourselves spiritually. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, you know, khayru zari taqwa, that the best provision a person can take along with him is the provision of taqwa. And, you know, to be chosen from 7 billion people in the world, you know, this year they say there's going to be about 1.9 million hajis. It's also an honor. So, alhamdulillah, you know, passing through the phases at the airports and everything, it's quite smooth. There hasn't been any problems or anything like that whatsoever. And now, you know, with technology, you know, just by scanning your barcodes, or, you know, they basically have a complete, you know, your profile of the haji, and they are very, very, very strict this year as well. You know, that here in Makkah Mukarrama, people who come in with tourist visas, and they find a loophole to perform Hajj, is becoming very, very, very difficult. The penalties are very, very severe. And while you're walking, if you're going into the Haram now to go and make Tawaf of the Baytullah, then you may have got some red bands, the South Africans this year. Then you have to display the band. And over it and above, if they ask you for a visa, you have to give them an electronic visa, which they scan. It immediately shows out the photo of that person, so you cannot use somebody else's visa to also just go inside if you think that it will be possible. So these are the things. But the basic thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the hajis to come here from all parts of the world, and they move around the Baytullah in one huge flow of humanity. It is so exciting. It is so wonderful. It's absolutely beautiful. You know, when you walk amongst the people and you see people from Uzbekistan, and then you will see people from Iraq and from Iran, and you see people from Turkey, Indonesia in great numbers as well, people from Pakistan and India, South Africa, and the whole the north of Africa. You know, people come with them, like the Berbers, they tie the turban in a different style, you'll find them. And then you'll find the colorful kurtas of the people from Nigeria, you know, they're specifically made for Hajj, where they have Hajj, you know, 14 for pre-prime, and then they have the color codes, you know, they're dressing people from Chad, from Niger, all these particular places. So the message of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam reads so far and wide, and the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was din fi nasi bil Hajj ya tu ala kulli zamir ya tina min kulli fajin amir, that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam at Jabal Abu Qubais made the announcement for Hajj and proclaimed to the people that they must come for Hajj, you know, then they will come walking, they will come, you know, on every lean camel, they'll come from distant, you know, ravine, from valleys and everything, and they will come here to Makkah to Mukarrama. And you actually witness the effect of the dua of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So the place full of barakah and blessings is absolutely so wonderful, so beautiful, with the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's really nice. So if you're speaking about logistical side, alhamdulillah, everything is under control. And, you know, the clearing at the airports and everything, it's not like the old days where you had to wait, you know, and then maybe 3-4 hours or 5 hours will pass. No, now it's just at the press of a button, and then, you know, they'll take a picture of you as well, whichever systems they have in place at the airports at the time of disembarking. So everything is well under control.
Mulana Sahib, here in South Africa at the moment, as Mulana knows, it's elections. So as I was coming to work now, it was a beautiful drive to work, no cars, because everyone's going for elections. So I think for our generation, as I said before, we just have no interest for it. I think we just have no hope in what's, I just don't know. But nonetheless, the true ambassadors for us, where our hope is, inshallah, is with Allah Azza wa Jal, it is the Kaaba al-Musharrafa, as I was reading last night, also the Kaaba Sharif, under this Qiyamul Linnas. This is, Mufti Shafi Saab says, this is the government of the entire universe. So we've got our ambassadors there, like yourself, Hazrat Mulana Musa, and others who are there. So our real focus is on, inshallah, how the Hujjaj can come back changed, and, you know, change us also, and have this spiritual vibes again, inshallah. So elections this side, but that side our focus as mu'mineen, as believers, are because we realize the value of each and every haji. Mulana Saab, how many Hujjaj are there at this moment? Is there any figures out at the moment? How many Hujjaj from South Africa?
You know, I'm not the best with the news, but you're speaking about elections. You know, we have in Medina Munawara, we take people for a night walk. You know, so we'll do an orientation, and we will. Now this year they've opened up two doors. You know, after Isha and after Fajr Salah for the ladies, and it's door number 32. That's from the Jannatul Baqi side. And door number 21 is right in front where all the hotels are. Now, the door number 21 was always reserved for men. But now, this one, it takes you straight out into the umbrella section in front. So, the ladies have a prime time as well. And, you know, they can spend right behind the road to Jannah, which is cordoned off. They're able to stand there and also pass on the salam, salat and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we show them Jannatul Baqi. And then when we come around, there's that Saqifa Bani Sa'da. Now that is a place also. Now, Hazrat Mullah, you're speaking about elections and that. So there, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, my history serves me correct, then Sa'd ibn Mu'az, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in that particular area, was chosen now to take over the reins, the Muslims. Mm-hmm. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Umar, radiallahu ta'ala, were walking and they were informed. So subsequently, they went out there. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, saw, you know, that Hazrat Sa'd ibn Mu'az is now at the helm of affairs. And then he asked, you know, one of the Sahaba Kiram, I think it was Sa'd ibn Mu'az, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that one of the Sahaba, don't you remember the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were walking and you were along with, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Khalifa will be from amongst the Muhajirin, probably referring to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he said yes. And now in this particular case, it's Sa'd bin Mu'az here. So then, you know, there was a six-man council that actually chose Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to lead the Muslims. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a pillar of strength. Now, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, always you'll hear him, you know, Madazilul Ali saying on radio that, you know, in Islam there's no such a thing as elections. There's only selection. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was selected. Because in the normal system of, as the so-called democracy in the world, you just need like 100,000 fools, you know, to put their tick for one fool, and then that one fool will come in, you know, and lead the masses, you know. So, you know, Winston Churchill and all these people say, you know, a government for the people, by the people, led by the people, you know. So there's no such thing, because they are all manipulated, you know, from other world orders to try and follow a certain agenda. And you stick to that agenda, you're okay. If not, then, you know, they put sanctions on you, and they destroy your currency, etc., etc. So in many countries of the world, the elections are rigged as well, you know, electronically, the way it is done, how it feels like a lottery, like a jackpot, you know what I mean? How things can be manipulated and moved, etc. So you don't have much faith in that particular system, unlike the Islamic system. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu assumed the Khilafah, but just prior to that, he also mentioned, he says that everybody was in disarray, in shock, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had passed on from this temporary world. And people as Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wouldn't even want to believe it. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the most befitting person to lead the Muslim Ummah, he stood up and he said, if you worship me, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ أَوْ قُتِلَ انقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. The Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was but a Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَفَإِنْ مَاتَ, if it passes away, أَوْ قُتِلَ, or is killed, انقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ, shall you turn back on your heels? The Quran Sharif declaration. So he says that if you are worshipping Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, know that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. But if you are worshipping Allah, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hayyul la yamut. He is alive and he never ever dies. So he brought them, to realization that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. And under the khilafat of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and then Umar radiallahu ta'ala there was great amount of propagation of the deen. As Umar radiallahu ta'ala during his period, the Roman Empire was subdued as well. And then in the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, there was people who were refusing to give zakah. And then he said, shall the deen of Islam be destroyed? And Abu Bakr is alive. That can never ever be happen, and he was ready to wage jihad if anybody wanted to break the very tenets of Islam. So very, very firm and resolute people, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Then came the glorious period of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, and then he was under siege in his house, and we know that he was martyred, and water was withheld from him for how many days, and his wife Naila's fingers were also cut off, and Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, a message was sent to him by Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and that look here, we can muster a force to try and to repel these rebels that are here, and so Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala was a pillar of strength, and he said that I prefer to die myself and become shaheed. He saw in a dream that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is waiting for him in paradise to break his fast. And so Usman radiallahu ta'ala said, I do not want bloodshed in the Muslim Ummah because of me, because he's under siege, and then if the factions, they start fighting, so how many hundreds of Muslims shall die? So he said, no, I do not want that. And he rather laid himself at the altar, and he became shaheed. So that was the glorious Khilafat of Usman radiallahu ta'ala. So very vibrant history, inshallah. Provides nice, must be time up now. But inshallah, when we come again, we'll talk about the Battle of Badr. We had a journey towards the Battle of Badr as well. So it was very, very interesting, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, and that's what we're looking forward to hearing, inshallah. That's why I said the elections, we're not interested. We are interested in our ambassadors from South Africa who are there, and that is our hujjaj. Please make dua for us, Hazrat Mulana, and advise others also to make dua for us and the situation for us also in South Africa, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan for this time taken out for us. We really appreciate it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.